Good morning, students. Welcome to e-learning session for class 9th. Today we are to understand a simple poem with a profound meaning. The poem is On Killing a Tree from your textbook Beehive. This poem has been written by Gib Patel, a famous Indian poet and playwright. He was born in 1940 in Mumbai and completed all of his education from Mumbai itself. There are many plays and poem collection to his credit. However, he is better known for his poem collections. For more information on his life and works, students, you may refer to slide number 2. What is this poem all about? The title sounds silly. Just On Killing a Tree. It seems strange as well. Where is its profoundness, as I said in the beginning? Yes, students, the title is really silly. But the poet conveys really a profound meaning to the readers. He ironically conveys the message that we should not cut trees. He says that trees are living beings, just like human beings or any other forms of life. But students, if you read the poem, you will find that throughout the poem, the poet has described various effective steps to completely kill or destroy a tree. Now you may ask, what is this? You may also ask, how he is trying to stop the killing of a tree when he suggests effective steps to finish off a tree? But yes, dear students, he is really and truly trying to sensitize people towards the importance of trees in our life by the use of a figure of speech called irony in the poem. Now, before we move on, let us understand what an irony is. In simple words, I can define it in this way. An irony is a witty language used to convey insults or ridicule or scorn, especially saying one thing but implying the opposite. You may also call it a sarcasm or satire. The poet is exactly doing that. He is explaining all the effective steps to completely finish off a tree in the poem. But in the deeper sense, he means just the opposite. Through his poem, he means to say that trees are a very important part of our life. They are living beings, just like human beings or any other forms of life. So the poet persuades the readers not to destroy trees and equates destroying a tree with killing a human being. Thus he says that we should not destroy trees. For more detail on irony, you may refer to slide numbers 3 and 4. Let us now read the poem line by line and try to understand the poet's irony and the messages embedded in it. It takes much time to kill a tree. Not a simple jab of the knife will do it. It has grown slowly, consuming the earth, rising out of it, feeding upon its crust, absorbing years of sunlight, air, water, and out of its leprous height, sprouting leaves. Dear students, if you look at the lines, there are some difficult words. Let us first understand them. Jab. Jab means to hit something forcefully. Crust. Crust means the upper layer of the earth. Absorb. That is to take something in slowly or to suck in. Consuming. That means using fuel or energy or taking something in. Leprous hide. That is discolored bark. Sprout. That is to produce leaves. Here in the first stanza, the poet says that a simple cut or stab of a knife cannot destroy a tree. It takes a long time to kill it. A sudden rough blow of the knife will do nothing to the tree because it has grown strong by consuming the earth slowly. It grows up from the crust of the earth, absorbing years of sunlight, air, water, etc. Students, if I put it in simple words, a tree takes nutrients from the soil to grow into a big tree. And once it has become huge, from its discolored and uneven bark, branches and leaves come out. Let us now read the second stanza. So hack and chop, but this alone won't do it. Not so much pain will do it. The bleeding bark will heal, and from close to the ground will rise curled green twigs, miniature bogs, which, if unchecked, will expand again to formal size. The difficult words in this stanza are, I think, hack. Hack is to cut roughly by striking heavy blows. Then there is one more word, chop. That is to cut in pieces. Bleed. That is to lose blood. Then there is a word, heal. That is to become well again. The word bark. That means outer cover of a tree. Miniature bogs, that means small branches. Former size, that is previous size. Dear students, the poet in the first stanza said that a small jab of a knife cannot cut a tree. And also in the second stanza, he ironically says that cutting the tree roughly by just striking heavy blows and chopping won't do anything to the enormous tree. It will not feel any pain, and its bleeding bark will heal very soon. Further, he says that even if we cut from the bottom, that is, from close to the ground, the curled green twigs will start growing with many branches coming out. If they are unchecked, then they will expand again to their normal and formal size as they used to be. earlier. Let us now read the third stanza. No, the root is to be pulled out, out of the anchoring earth. It is to be roped, tied, and pulled out, snapped out, or pulled out entirely, out from the earth cave, and the strength of the tree exposed, the source white and wet, the most sensitive, hidden for years inside the earth. Let us see the difficult words in this stanza. I can see the word anchoring earth. What does that mean? Anchoring earth means trees are held safely and securely with the help of the roots in the earth. That earth is holding the tree. That is anchoring earth. Next word I see is snapped out. That is to chopped out. Then the word roped. That is tied with a rope. The word pull. Pull means to remove. The word sensitive. It means delicate. Then there is one more word. Some of you might find it difficult. That is entirely. Entirely means completely. Let us now understand the third stanza. Now in the beginning of the third stanza, the poet utters the word no, because just a small cut with a knife or chop with an axe will not harm a grown-up tree. So now he ironically explains the steps to kill a tree to the readers. He ironically says that for killing a tree, firstly, the roots have to be pulled out from its anchoring or holding earth. That is its mother, whom the tree holds tightly and securely. He says that it has to be pulled out entirely. It has to be pulled out completely or tied up with a rope and then chopped into pieces. And once a tree is separated from the earth cave, when the source, that is roots, which is white and wet, which is the most sensitive and hidden part of a tree, is exposed out, then the tree loses its strength. So students, here we see that the poet is ironically telling us a systematic step to follow, and that systematic step will only help us kill a tree. Now again, you may ask me, how is the poet trying to protect the killing of a tree? He is in fact telling the methods, or he is really telling the steps to kill it. And you may say that people will get encouraged, and those who cannot cut a tree can also, now following his steps, can cut a tree. So in what ways is he trying to protect the killing of a tree? Okay, with this, let us move on to the next stanza. Then the matter of scorching and choking in sun and air, browning, hardening, twisting, withering, and then it is done. Let us now first see the meaning of some of the difficult words that is there in this small stanza. Here matter means situation. Scorching and choking, that is the drying up of the tree after being uprooted from the earth cave. Then hardening. Hardening means to become hard. Twisting. Twisting means to turning. Then there is one more word, that is wither. That is to become weak or fade away or dry up. So in this last stanza, the poet is telling the further steps to really finish off a tree. The poet says that once the tree has been uprooted, it gradually withers and dries up due to the sun and wind. So after pulling out the tree, we have to dry it up in the sun, and sun and wind will change its colors. It turns into brownish color, hardens up, twists, and finally sheds off its skin under different weather conditions. And then the process of killing a tree is finally over. Now that the tree is killed completely and nothing is left. Dear students, if I put it in simple words as to what the poet is trying to tell us ironically, it is this. We can say that the poet Gib Patel describes the cruelty of man in killing or destroying the tree ironically and conveys a profound message that trees are an essential and integral part of our life, and so we should not cut them. Thus, he sympathizes with the tree and nature in general, as it is being destroyed day by day by selfish humans. So the message here is that we should not cut trees, because trees are really important part of our life. Without trees, our life will become a difficult one. Thank you.